have to warn you. Can I warn you? We hope to transform the way you think during this training. We'll layer it in just a little bit at a time. It won't be too obtrusive at first, and we'll start off a lot of the training with similar exercises to what we did in practitioner, just so you're not too shook up in the first day or so. However, I want you to know that there are times during this training when we intend to shake the hell out of your model of the world. There are times during this training when we expect to really shake your model of the world, to put you up against things which perhaps you weren't, well, which you hadn't experienced being up against before.
See, you're here for a reason. You're definitely here for a reason, and you want to get something. Something that you want to have more in your life, or something that you think you don't have yet. And so wherever you are, remember the gray zone we talked about? This is the area where your life is. And you know how it is right now, because it's your life.
Now,
and you know the good parts, and you know the bad parts, and you know the good parts, and you know everything that goes on, and you're in charge of everything because it is your life.
The gray zone is something that most people go through their entire lives living in.
Now, this zone you are in, it's comfortable because you know it. And whatever you know becomes comfortable. We hope during this training to shake your model of the world so that you expand your boundaries and you step out of your comfort zone, therefore enhancing your knowledge, and even transforming your ability to be most excellent, even transforming your consciousness.
If you leave here without your thinking changed, I think we will not have done our job. Now, I decided early on in the field of NLP, and I know Adriana believes the same things I do, that I could either teach NLP or I could transform people. So I decided to. So understand that spending this time with us, listening to these CDs, is going to transform how you think. And we're going to ask you to think different ways, which I promise you aren't comfortable. But you're here, and you've got your headphones on. And we should be coming out of both ears equally, by the way. So listen carefully, because our intent is to move you out of the comfort zone that you're in and assist you to begin to think about how in the world do I transform this life for myself and others. Now, this is a model of the comfort zone. And we're actually looking at slide number 14.
So let's say that here is good. And it's as good as you can only imagine. Actually, it's beyond belief. This is where life is a dream for you. Everything works perfectly. This is bad. And it's not just bad. It's really bad. And it cannot get any worse. And when you think it cannot get any worse, it still gets worse. Now, most people live lives somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, this is a problem. For most people, it's never really, really good. But it's never really, really a lot bad. For most people, they go through life and it's just a little bad. How's it going? Have you ever talked to anybody from the UK? Have you ever talked to anybody from England? I spent a lot of time doing trainings in England. And I would say, how's it going? And they would go, not bad. Why is not bad the best it ever gets in the UK? I mean, no offense, but wow.
Now, most people stay in this, which we call the gray area, somewhere in the middle.
And how's it going? Not bad.
And they wish it could be better.
They wish.
But they are so afraid,
they hope,
of not being bad,
they pray,
that they don't do anything.
They do affirmations. They take positive thinking courses.
And they fight with inertia.
They go on health foods and take herbs.
And inability to let go.
They take flower remedies. Ooh. Well, I'm in the gray zone, but I'm going to take some flower essences.
hoping that that's somehow magically going to change their life.
Ooh, is he hardcore or what today? Hoping that it'll get better. And they go, and people say, how's it going? They go, not bad. Well, I'm not sick right now. Well, I haven't gotten divorced yet.
Oh, it could be worse.
My car didn't break down today. Could be worse. Yeah,
getting
how's it going?
There.
Could be worse. Getting there. Yeah, getting there. Yeah. Well, it's not as bad as it was. Yeah.
And we have to admit that when a client comes to you, the client will be in his or her comfort zone with the problem.
Holding on to the problem.
Holding tight onto the
with
problem.
With a death grip onto the problem. And the client comes in holding onto this problem with a grip like an iron vice on the problem. And he'll say like this, well, I want to change, but I want to remain the same.
Because they'll say, if I'll be there.
If I were to change.
If I were to change and to move off my position, that's not me.
Not me. Yeah, you're damn right it's not you. If it was you, you would have changed already. Of course the change isn't you. So becoming someone you're not is what has to happen in the process of the change.
Now, during this training, you're coming in the training in your own comfort zone.
We're going to...
Whatever you are. Yeah?
We know you came in where you came in. As you came in, you're here.
Now, we hope that during this training... we could assist you to make some change in a good way.
Yeah. And by the way, you may experience some of the things we do as uncomfortable or bad, which that would be your choice. And you'll notice on slide number 14, you'll notice we've put at the very top or in the middle at the top and the bottom, two different peaks, one peak where it gets really good and one peak where it gets really bad.
When it's a peak where it gets really good, people make changes because it's good. So it's so good that you go for it. Then you change something in your life because you like the new whatever it is.
Gets good.
But unfortunately, that's not how it always works. Sometimes situations and events happen in life where it gets really bad. And people usually run away from those.
See, that's the best. See, if you're in the comfort zone and you're not making any change, pray to get out of there. Actually, pray for something that's good or something that's bad because that's going to make a change. That's what's going to cause you to that's what's going to necessitate that you make a change.
When it's that bad, you change because it hurts. It's painful. You don't like it. You have to change. Grudgingly, I might add. But you have to change.
Those.
And you have to understand
something.
They made
me do it.
That without change, there is no growth. You cannot grow and stay the same at the same time. It doesn't work.
Growth isn't always comfortable. So we're going to put you up against your comfort zone, I hope, a couple of times at least or more during this training, where we ask you to do things and think in new ways that you have not thought yet. We're going to because if we didn't stretch your brain somehow, what would we be doing? We need to ask you to think in ways which are different, and we're going to actually get into that today. We're going to actually ask you to think in ways which you've not thought in before. Now, some of you who have this grip, where's my thing I'm gripping? Yeah, this is it. This is good. So to have this grip, I'm holding a pen in my hand, clenching it tightly. I have a grip on the need to be conscious. Grip. And suddenly, during the training, hopefully, at some point, you'll let go. The pen will fall out of your hand, and you'll go, okay, I don't need to be conscious of everything anymore.
I can trust my unconscious mind.
I can trust my unconscious
and
mind.
And you may be surprised when you'll be asked to do some exercises where you cannot possibly be conscious.
We're going to ask you to do some exercises where it's impossible to do the exercises consciously.
And we know there'll be some of you who'll insist in doing the exercise consciously.
And some of you will go, no, I can't do this. This is too tough. Too bad. No. You're here. You wouldn't have invested all this time, and that's the main thing, and you wouldn't have invested the money you've invested for us not to assist you in transforming yourself. So I just want to warn you in advance, we're going to put your brains up against it.
You're not here by accident.
No, you're not here by accident. You're here probably because there's a reason.
If you weren't meant to be here, you wouldn't be here. It's very simple. Therefore, we hope to at least expand your comfort zone so that it encompasses a wide variety of and flexibility of behaviors, ways of new ways of thinking, new ways of choosing, deciding, so that you've got at your disposal all these tools when you finish this training, if that's all right with you.
Is that okay?